There is so much I want to say to you, so much I want to ask. I don't know where to begin. For instance, why is it that you do not reveal yourself? If there really is a God and you're it, why do you not reveal yourself in a way we can all understand?
I have done so over and over. I'm doing so again right now.
No, I mean by a method of revelation that is incontrovertible, that cannot be denied.
Such as?
Such as appearing right now before my eyes.
I am doing so right now.
Where?
Everywhere you look.
No, I mean in an incontrovertible way.
What way would that be? In what form or shape would you have me appear?
In the form or shape you actually have.
That would be impossible, for I have no form or shape you understand. I could adopt a form or shape that you could understand, but then everyone would assume that what they have seen is the one and only form and shape of God, rather than a form or shape of God, one of many. People believe I am what they see me as, rather than what they do not see. But I am the great unseen, not what I cause myself to be in any particular moment. In a sense, I am what I am not. It is from the am-notness that I come, and to it I always return. Yet when I come in one particular form or another, a form in which I think people can understand me, people assign me that form forevermore. And should I come in any other form to any other people, the first say I did not appear to the second, because I did not look to the second as I did to the first, nor say the same things. So how could it have been me? You see, then, it matters not in what form or in what manner I reveal myself. Whatever manner I choose and whatever form I take, none will be incontrovertible.
But if you did something that would evidence the truth of who you are, beyond doubt or question...
There are still those who would say it is of the devil, or simply someone's imagination, or any cause other than me. If I revealed myself as God Almighty, King of heaven and earth, and moved mountains to prove it, there are those who would say, it must have been Satan. And such is as it should be. For God does not reveal God's self to God's self from or through outward observation, but through inward experience. And when inward experience has revealed God's self, outward observation is not necessary. And if outward observation is necessary, inward experience is not possible. If then revelation is requested, it cannot be had. For the act of asking is a statement that it is not there, that nothing of God is now being revealed. Such a statement produces the experience. For your thought about something is creative and your word is productive, and your thought and your word together are magnificently effective in giving birth to your reality. Therefore shall you experience that God is not now revealed, for if God were, you would not ask God to be.
Does that mean I cannot ask for anything I want? Are you saying that praying for something actually pushes it away from us?
This is a question which has been asked through the ages, and has been answered whenever it has been asked. Yet you have not heard the answer, or will not believe it. The question is answered again in today's terms and today's language, thusly. You will not have that for which you ask, nor can you have anything you want. This is because your very request is a statement of lack. And you're saying you want a thing only works to produce that precise experience, wanting, in your reality. The correct prayer is, therefore, never a prayer of supplication, but a prayer of gratitude. When you thank God in advance for that which you choose to experience in your reality, you, in effect, acknowledge that it is there, in effect. Thankfulness is thus the most powerful statement to God, an affirmation that even before you ask, I have answered. Therefore, never supplicate, appreciate.
But what if I am grateful to God in advance for something and it never shows up? That could lead to disillusionment and bitterness.
Gratitude cannot be used as a tool with which to manipulate God, a device with which to fool the universe. You cannot lie to yourself. Your mind knows the truth of your thoughts. You are saying, thank you, God, for such and such, all the while being very clear that it isn't there in your present reality. You can't expect God to be less clear than you, and so produce it for you. God knows what you know, and what you know is what appears as your reality.
But how then can I be truly grateful for something I know is not there?
Faith. If you have but the faith of a mustard seed, you shall move mountains. You come to know it is there because I said it is there. Because I said that, even before you ask, I shall have answered. Because I said and have said to you in every conceivable way, through every teacher you can name, that whatsoever you shall choose, choosing it in my name, so shall it be.
Yet so many people say that their prayers have gone unanswered.
No prayer, and a prayer is nothing more than a fervent statement of what is so, goes unanswered. Every prayer, every thought, every statement, every feeling is creative. To the degree that it is fervently held as truth, to that degree will it be made manifest in your experience. When it is said that a prayer has not been answered, what has in actuality happened is that the most fervently held thought, word, or feeling has become operative. Yet what you must know, and here's the secret, is that always it is the thought behind the thought, what might be called the sponsoring thought, that is the controlling thought. If therefore you beg and supplicate, there seems a much smaller chance that you will experience what you think you are choosing. Because the sponsoring thought behind every supplication is that you do not have now what you wish. That sponsoring thought becomes your reality. The only sponsoring thought which could override this thought is the thought held in faith that God will grant whatever is asked without fail. Some people have such faith, and very few. The process of prayer becomes much easier when, rather than having to believe that God will always say yes to every request, one understands intuitively that the request itself is not necessary. Then the prayer is a prayer of thanksgiving. It is not a request at all, but a statement of gratitude for what is so.